Blackstone Audio presents Reservoir 13 by John McGregor. This book is read by Matt Bates.
Chapter 1. They gathered at the car park in the hour before dawn and waited to be told what to do. It was cold and there was little conversation. There were questions that weren't being asked. The missing girl's name was Rebecca Shaw. When last seen, she'd been wearing a white hooded top. A mist hung low across the moor, and the ground was frozen hard. They were given instructions, and then they moved off, their boots crunching on the stiffened ground, and their tracks fading behind them as the heather sprang back into shape. She was 5 feet tall, with dark blonde hair. She had been missing for hours. They kept their eyes down, and they didn't speak, and they wondered what they might find. The only sounds were footsteps and dogs barking along the road and faintly a helicopter from the reservoirs. The helicopter had been out all night and found nothing, its searchlights skimming across the heather and surging brown streams. Jackson's sheep had taken the fear and had scattered through a broken gate, and he had been up all hours bringing them back. The mountain rescue teams and the cave teams and the police had found nothing, and at midnight a search had been called. It hadn't taken much to raise the volunteers. Half the village was out already, talking about what could have happened. This was no time of year to have gone up on the hill, it was said. Some of the people who come this way don't know how sharply the weather can turn, how quickly darkness falls. Some of them don't seem to know there are places a mobile phone won't work. The girl's family...